Postal Service pivots from cost-cutting to monetizing universal reach with DHL deal. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemines AI Hyde. And number 9,650, the USPS signed a $10 billion-plus multi-year contract with DHL e-commerce for last-mile parcel delivery services across 19 automated hubs serving 170 million locations. Postmaster General David Steiner is pursuing dual-track financial strategy, freezing non-essential spending while aggressively monetizing the USPS and #X27's Universal Last Mile Delivery Network to address a $9.5 billion net loss in fiscal 2025. Amazon reduced its USPS contract volume by 20% from a prior $6 billion annual commitment, signaling a strategic shift toward vertically integrated delivery networks versus asset-light aggregators. The USPS and #X27's three largest last-mile customers, including UPS, generate more than $8 billion in annual revenue, with the DHL deal positioning DHL e-commerce as a top-tier workshare partner, likely surpassing UPS on a per-annum basis. The U.S. Postal Service locked down a contract worth more than $10 billion with DHL e-commerce for multi-year last-mile parcel delivery services, the organizations disclosed on May 29, marking the longest and most scalable agreement in the quarter-century partnership between the two logistics giants. The deal arrives as Postmaster General David Steiner freezes non-essential spending to avert a cash crisis, transforming the USPS from cost-cutter to revenue hunter in a sector where the final mile determines profitability. DHL e-commerce, the cross-border and domestic B2C logistics arm of Germany-based DHL Group, will continue injecting pre-sorted parcels into the postal network across 19 fully automated hubs before handoff to letter carriers serving more than 41,550 zip codes and 170 million locations 6 days weekly. The $10 billion baseline figure excludes anticipated volume growth over the contract term, which officials expect to push the total substantially higher, though neither party disclosed contract duration or annual value breakdowns. "We want to continue to grow out that last-mile network to make it more efficient, make it faster, make it cheaper for our customers," Steiner said during a virtual media briefing on Thursday, adding the USPS has middle-mile and first-mile pickup capabilities available for end-to-end shipping, including returns. "This matters beyond DHL and the USPS because the deal crystallizes a broader industrial logistics thesis. Infrastructure asset owners with universal reach can monetize sunk capital more aggressively as pure-play delivery networks fracture under capital intensity. The USPS already reaches every address in America. DHL gets scale without fixed asset burden. Amazon, by contrast, is building out its own rural delivery capacity, reducing its USPS contract volume by 20% from a prior $6 billion annual commitment struck in early April. The strategic bifurcation between asset-light aggregators and vertically integrated networks is sharpening, and this contract sits at the fault line. The Postal Service pivots from austerity to revenue maximization. The USPS posted a net loss of $9.5 billion in fiscal year 2025, and Steiner warned Congress the agency faced potential cash exhaustion within 12 months. On May 27, he issued a spending freeze on non-essential items, including hiring and travel, per a memo posted on 21st Century Postal Worker and first reported by Federal News Network. The freeze and the DHL deal are not contradictory. They represent a dual-track strategy to stabilize finances by cutting discretionary outlays while simultaneously extracting more revenue from the agency's highest value asset, the last-mile delivery network serving every zip code. Steiner initiated an auction earlier in 2026 to solicit bids from a broader base of retailers and logistics companies, reversing prior rules to allow shippers flexibility to drop loads at post office level instead of upstream distribution centers. The auction informed the DHL contract structure, even though DHL did not formally bid. "Through the last-mile solicitation process, we gained significant insight into market demand and customer needs," Steiner said in a statement to FreightWaves. "The DHL agreement reflects many of those learnings. The USPS's three largest last-mile customers, including UPS, collectively generate more than $8 billion in annual revenue. Amazon's prior contract alone represented 7.5% of total USPS revenue. The DHL deal, at $10 billion-plus over multiple years, positions DHL e-commerce as a top-tier workshare partner, likely surpassing UPS on a per-annum basis depending on contract length. DHL's postal consolidation model gets long-term visibility." Scottish Baugh, CEO of DHL e-commerce Americas, framed the contract's extended duration as the critical differentiator. "Really, for the first time, we've got a multi-year agreement. And that allows us more predictability and gives confidence to our clients that over the long term they're in a good place with our solution," he said during the briefing. That predictability enables DHL to extend longer-term agreements with its own merchant clients and gain confidence in volume commitments. DHL e-commerce specializes in packages weighing 1 to 8 pounds, the sweet spot for cost-effective postal injection. It handles nationwide pickup, sortation across 19 fully automated hubs, and line haul through its air and ground network before delivering pre-sorted containers to the USPS for final mile completion. The model is capital efficient. DHL owns the aggregation and middle mile infrastructure, while the USPS absorbs the variable cost and fixed asset burden of last mile delivery to every address. The contract also increases DHL's ability to move heavier packages, expanding the weight ceiling and broadening the product mix it can offer e-commerce merchants. This is significant in a market where parcel consolidators compete on speed, cost, and weight flexibility. The USPS's universal service mandate becomes DHL's competitive moat. Consolidation pressures mount across adjacent industrial sectors. The logistics and coatings industries are running parallel consolidation playbooks in 2026, driven by similar dynamics, capital intensity, scale economies, and the imperative to absorb fixed costs across larger volumes. On the same day DHL and USPS announced their deal, Dutch coatings giant AkzoNobel disclosed it had rejected two joint counteroffers from Sherwin-Williams and Nippon Paint, the higher valued at around €13 billion in cash, or €73 per share. AkzoNobel's boards concluded the price significantly undervalued the company and expressed uncertainty over regulatory approval for a breakup scenario in which Nippon would retain decorative paints and industrial coatings while Sherwin-Williams acquired automotive, marine, and powder coatings businesses. AkzoNobel renewed its commitment to a planned merger with U.S. firm Axalta, aiming to create a scaled competitor to Sherwin-Williams, Nippon, and PPG Industries. The coatings sector, like logistics, is undergoing a wave of mergers and acquisitions as manufacturers seek to amortize R&D, distribution, and production costs over larger revenue bases. The strategic rationale mirrors DHL's: leverage universal reach, lock in long-term contracts, and defend against new entrants or vertically integrated competitors. Separately, POET, the world's largest biofuels producer headquartered in South Dakota, commissioned a 5-gigawatt-hour multi-day thermal energy storage system at its Big Stone City bioprocessing facility in partnership with Antora Energy, completed in less than 12 months. The project, among the world's largest energy storage installations, uses Antora's thermal batteries manufactured at the company's recently expanded San Jose Gigafactory and created more than 300 manufacturing and construction jobs in rural South Dakota and California. POET founder and CEO Jeff Broin framed the project as part of the company's dedication to supplying affordable, American-made biofuels through innovation and boundary-pushing technology. These data points across logistics, coatings, and energy storage underscore a unifying theme: industrial operators are making large, multi-year capital commitments to secure infrastructure access and lock in cost structures amid margin compression and competitive threats. Amazon's pullback and the rural delivery dilemma. Amazon's decision to reduce USPS last mile volume by 20% from a prior $6 billion annual contract is the strategic counterpoint to DHL's expansion. Amazon is vertically integrating into rural delivery, historically the least economical segment for private carriers. The company has built out its delivery service partner network, added air freight capacity, and invested in route density analytics to make low-density geographies economically viable. DHL is betting the opposite way, that the USPS, with sunk infrastructure and a congressional mandate to serve every address, can deliver rural parcels more cost-effectively than any private network. The strategic divergence reflects different capital allocation philosophies. Amazon has the balance sheet and volume to justify fixed asset investment. DHL, operating at lower absolute volumes, gains more margin leverage by outsourcing the costliest mile. The USPS benefits either way. Amazon's volume decline is partially offset by DHL's expansion, and the postal agency retains pricing power as the only entity with true universal coverage. Steiner's auction process and flexible drop-off rules signal the USPS is shifting from a passive workshare provider to an active competitor for last-mile contracts, willing to tailor service levels and pricing to customer needs rather than forcing customers to conform to postal network constraints. The Plaquemines view the DHL-USPS contract as a bellwether for industrial infrastructure monetization in a capital-constrained environment. The USPS, burdened with legacy costs and a $9.5 billion annual loss, is discovering that its most valuable asset is not mail volume but addressable reach. That realization has profound implications for other infrastructure-heavy sectors: railroads, pipelines, transmission grids, and water utilities sitting on universal networks that can be repriced and recontracted for higher returns. Private equity and infrastructure funds should note the precedent. Government or quasi-government entities with universal service mandates can partner with private operators under long-term, high-value contracts that stabilize public sector cash flows while providing private operators with scalable, asset-light growth. The USPS DHL model is replicable in any sector where universal reach creates pricing power and sunk capital can be re-monetized through flexible contracting. The second-order effect is competitive pressure on vertically integrated players. Amazon's rural build-out is expensive. If DHL can deliver comparable service at lower cost by leveraging USPS infrastructure, Amazon faces a strategic dilemma: continue capital-intensive rural expansion, or cede share to aggregators with better cost structures. The market will reward the model that generates higher returns on invested capital. Our thesis: asset-light aggregators with long-term infrastructure access will outperform vertically integrated networks in low-density geographies over the next 24 months. The coding sector analogy is instructive. AkzoNobel rejected a breakup premium because it believes scale via the Axalta merger offers better long-term value than immediate cash. DHL is making the same bet. Locking in long-term USPS access at known economics is worth more than the optionality of building proprietary infrastructure or negotiating shorter-term contracts. Both strategies prioritize predictability and fixed cost leverage over flexibility. The risk is regulatory or operational disruption. The USPS remains subject to congressional oversight and political pressure. If a future administration prioritizes cost-cutting over revenue growth, or if rural service mandates are weakened, the USPS's universal reach becomes less valuable. DHL's contract mitigates this risk by locking in terms for multiple years, but the exposure remains. Private equity underwriting this theme must model political risk as a material downside case. The bottom line: DHL's $10 billion USPS contract is not just a logistics deal. It is a template for how capital-efficient operators can monetize public infrastructure assets under long-term agreements that stabilize both parties. The USPS gains revenue certainty and justifies its universal network investment. DHL gains scale and cost structure advantage over vertically integrated competitors. The broader industrial sector takeaway: infrastructure asset owners with universal reach can command premium pricing from private operators seeking to avoid fixed capital intensity. That dynamic will drive consolidation, long-term contracting, and strategic partnerships across logistics, energy, water, and transport over the next 36 months. Institutional capital should position accordingly. The winners will be aggregators with contract visibility and infrastructure owners with pricing power. The losers will be mid-scale vertically integrated players without the volume to justify their fixed cost base. Follow the money, it is flowing toward asset-light scale and long-term infrastructure access deals.